kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Can't I listen to the music some more, Richard?
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11, and it's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again at Saturdays at noon. You can download or listen to my show anytime you want from bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show page. I think we now have 18 shows up there, and you just click on the show name and go ahead and listen anytime you want or download. But you want to hear it live, commercials, and everything. It is Thursdays 11 to 12, and it is rebroadcast with that same live feeling Thursday nights at 9 and Saturdays at noon. You can tweet me, as I have told you repeatedly, at Bruce Allen. I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Bruce Allen Show. Today we discussed, would you change your life with someone else? And it's not as easy a question as it seems to be. I think most of us, when we really think about it, barring those extreme cases of financial or health hardship, would keep everything close to what it is. Maybe we want that 20% more that I referred to earlier, but I know for me, there's nothing I would really like to change. Maybe I'd like my wife to not be mad at me all the time, but that's just a joke. I love her dearly, and I wouldn't trade her for anyone. That is the truth. As I've asked you many times before, the Facebook page we have, A Dad's Point of View, is really growing, and it is a great forum. It's also a place to meet other parents, especially those of you that are struggling. If you're going through a divorce or have a custody issue or any of the things that we've talked about, like with Molly in the previous segment, there are parents on our page that start discussions, and you can do the same, where you might get some support that you might not otherwise think is available. So it's a nonprofit page. I make nothing from it. I do it because I love it, and I do it because I have met extraordinary men and women around the world. I think there's over 35, maybe 40 countries represented among our moms and dads on the page. So that's A Dad's Point of View. It's the page. I actually started a group there, so ignore the group. I can't erase it for some reason. But you'll tell the page is the one to go to. Future topics of the show are usually based on my weekly column, and it'll include all sorts of subjects. I think today was pretty serious, especially with special guest Molly Murphy. Next week is a lighter subject. It is inspired by the great Norman Rockwell painting, which you will be able to see on the website, about showing a family having a Thanksgiving dinner. And the column and the subject of next week is the family dinner. Something that may be quaint and not as prevalent as it used to be, and I am suggesting that it should be. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press, right there on page 2 of the first section. We're still looking for another 2 sponsors for the show, and what better way to reach your audience of parents and concerned families with kids than on our A Dad's Point of View show, where you're going to find both men and women listening. Questions of any nature are encouraged. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager, who is a proud grandpa today. Congratulations, Les, of a baby girl. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, he looks old enough, but... And third, I want to thank my video man, my AV genius, that's after Shelley's stereo, of course, Dylan Haley, who is behind the scenes and takes care of our video feed. And lastly, but not least, I always have to acknowledge and thank the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this great opportunity to make a fool of myself, which I enjoy doing. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.